Today, I'm talking with First Lieutenant Gary Yalzie from the 4th Fighter Wing at the Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in Goldsboro. He's been in the Air Force about 4.5 years.
Prior enlisted, so I did 4 years. I got off of active duty, did law school and ROTC, and I just came back onto active duty on the 19th of December.
Elzie's hometown is New Orleans, Louisiana.
So I have an aunt and an uncle who were in the military as well, so they kind of played a role in my decision-making process. But other than just wanting to serve in general, for me, it was kind of a struggle growing up in New Orleans. I really wanted to get out of my environment, so that played an even greater role in me wanting to join the military.
Elzie is a JAG officer at Seymour Johnson.
Some of the duties I have right now aren't too extensive because I have to go to what's called JSOC, Judge Advocate Staff Officer course, before I can get my classification as a JAG. So right now I'm kind of helping out with legal assistance, providing legal assistance to clients, and just assisting in maintaining good order and discipline throughout the base.
Elzie says he's looking forward to getting to know the Goldsboro area.
I have a huge dog and he loves big open areas to run, so I've noticed that there's a lot of open fields around here, a lot of parks and things like that. And I've heard about all of the beaches. I haven't gotten to experience them yet, but that's something my wife and I are looking forward to.
Elzie says career progression has been a major benefit during his time in the Air Force.
In the legal career field specifically, there's so much to do. You know, as a paralegal, you can be a defense paralegal, or you can, you know, be a special victims counsel paralegal. As an officer, you could be a defense attorney, you can be a medical law consultant. There's just so much opportunity.
First Lieutenant Gary Elzie from the 4th Fighter Wing at the Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in Goldsboro.